From Mendocino County Public Broadcasting, this is the KZYX News for Friday, August 9th. I'm Sarah Reith. Sometimes at the end of a long week, people like to get together and sample a few beers they've never had before. That's what the home brewing research engineers of Willits do, only they get together on the first Monday of the month. This week, professional brewer Jacob Foley hosted a mixed group of amateur and professional beer makers. Eight guys with a truly scholarly appreciation for beer came together with coolers for the samples from their small batch brews and binders full of recipes and detailed records of the process they used to achieve their results. It doesn't take long to see that brewing beer does call for an engineer's level of precision, but it's also mathematical and lyrical. If you just dropped in on professional brewer John Passo's advice on how to taste a beer, you'd think you'd fallen into a class on how to write poetry about the simple pleasures of the garden.
Always be going deeper. When you taste it, I taste strawberry. Well, is that a underripe strawberry? Is that a really ripe, warm by the sun, freshly harvested strawberry? Is it overripe strawberry? And by doing that and constantly taking the next step with your descriptor and going deeper is how you build your vocabulary.
Some of the members brought in commercial bottled beers they'd found on forays out of the area. I had a chance to show off my newly sophisticated palate.
It says barley, California Metcalf, and Copeland grasshops, Cascade, Chinook, Citra.
Metcalf, so it's got cows in it?
Now I am smelling cows. Now that you started talking about calves, I'm totally suggestible. It smells like a cow. Someone quietly informed me that Metcalf is a type of barley.
Okay.
Oh, now I'm smelling barley.
There we go. We got her back on track.
Okay.
Good job.
Okay.
I rarely say a beer is terrible. I always try to be able to comment on it eloquently, but...
Passo, who is the cellar master for the evening, explained that it's not a dinosaur that makes it taste that way.
Brettanomyces. It's not a dinosaur. It's a type of wild yeast. Usually, in uncontrolled situations, it's a beer spoilage agent. You don't want it in your beer. And wet dog in a phone booth is a common descriptor for aroma and flavor that Brett can give you. It can also come across as barnyard or wet horse blanket. Some people are picking up peppercorn, which is a spicy note. It can also be a sign of Brett as well.
So much for poetry. Skip McFarlane, one of the founding members of the club, brought a sample from a 10-gallon batch of standard IPA he made last month. He had definitely done his homework.
Yeah, this was brewed on 7/14. The hops are Cascade. It's a 90-minute boil. It's Cascade at 75 minutes, 65 minutes, and then Northern Brewer at 45, and Northern Brewer at 15, and then it's Cascade and Citra in the dry hop for 4 days. I hit my numbers. My target OG is usually 1056.
Jeff Skaggs, the group's mad scientist, takes a different approach. He knows how to make chili out of bear meat, and I heard that his squirrel stew was a delicacy. For Skaggs, making beer is like baking a cake, and he gets respect from the young guys who have challenged his ingenuity.
A little of this, a little of that, something else throw it in there, and then you soak it for a while. And then you take all your soakings and you put it in a pot and you boil it. And that's when you put the hops to it. When they talk about 60 minutes, a half hour, whatever time it is, it's from the time the wort, which is all that wonderful juice you pull off the grains, starts boiling, that's when we throw in our hops. So it's mad science.
He's gone through his kitchen cabinet.
More than once with all the breakfast cereals, not talking about Fruit Loops. But,
He's probably used
Primo Wheat, whether it's instant or old-fashioned oatmeal, I don't care.
Don't forget the quinoa.
Quinoa in there.
The quinoa.
Flax. Yeah. You name it.
Yeah. He has fun. He's one of the few homebrewers that I've met that after his first batch and coming to the meeting, he picked up brewing and got so good so quickly with it. It was astonishing. Yeah.
Skaggs isn't the only one who uses food to make beer. We finished up with a polenta chocolate stout, which has all the best elements of red wine, chocolate liqueur, and corn that's been slowly roasted over a wood fire with the husk still on. Scott Montez talked about how he got the idea for the recipe. He and his brew partner Mark have brought several iterations of this brew to the meetings.
I had read this book about brewing in the colonies, and they didn't have enough malt to brew an all malt beer, so the colonists used corn. And the corn would be ground at the big grist mill. So these huge stones would create this heat and through the friction and give the corn a roasty flavor. So what we decided to do to recreate this was take polenta, roast it in the oven, and use it in our brewing process. Yeah, and you said, how is this beer? So to me, beer is like food. It's like, how is this food? Well, food could be anything, right? It can be Mexican, it could be Chinese, it could be American. You know, it has such a huge gamut of what food is. Well, beer is the same. It's not just Budweiser.
A lot of people always say, oh, wine is so complex, wine is so complex. Wine is complex, but when it comes to beer, beer is so much more varied and so much larger and wider. It's the original fermented beverage of the world.
For KZYX News, I'm Sarah Reith. To hear all our local news coverage with photos and more, visit kzyx.org.